I'll explain number one, though apparently a paradox between the two, there is no paradox consistent with each other, because it is only your imagination which has conceived the phenomena of burning to be a sunnatullah. It is not what Allah tells us to be a sunnat, that is sunnat. And the law of nature, as we see it, is not a sunnah. Number one, who told you this? How did you infer from this that this was to be a sunnah? This was to be treated as sunnah, that fire of Ibrahim.
No, sir, the question is, the Muhammad is not a sunnah.
That I understand, but try to follow me now. You thought that there was inconsistency in these two statements. Because in the first place, Allah tells us that He does not change His sunnah. Let's leave the word without translation for the time being. And in the other instance, Allah tells us that the fire which was kindled for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, under special orders from Allah, did not burn him, but was turned cool upon him. Now, there you say is an apparent contradiction between these two statements. And I'm saying there is no contradiction, because first of all, you translated sunnah to be the normal natural phenomena, which is not true. Sunnah is something which Allah tells you is my sunnah. And the everyday phenomena existent in nature, which you observe through various scientific angles, some phenomena you call chemistry, some other phenomena you name as belonging to physics and so on, they are the phenomena created by Allah, but they are not sunnatullah. Number one. Number two, there is no compulsion of taking the whole incident to be a metaphorical statement, because it so happens that as we are discovering more and more about the phenomena of nature, we observe that there are hidden laws which were unknown to the people before, but have become known to the people of today. And there are certain laws which are overriding others. Previously, it was inconceivable that one law of nature will be made inoperative by another secret hidden law, and the result which should be there is not there. For example, ask your brother, Dr. Abdul Salam, and he would explain that how the Newtonian law, which was held good in every respect till a few decades ago, after the discovery of special theory of relativity and general theory of relativity, they started seeing loopholes in that. Now, if people had not known this new law, which was overriding the previous law, both were made by Allah, and they had observed these exceptions in the operation of Newtonian law of gravitation, for instance, they would be surprised. They would say, after all, it is no law. It is broken somewhere. While it was not the breaking of the law which they would have been observing, it would have been a new phenomena taking over. So you can't encompass the nature unless you know all the various phenomena of nature, and you can claim that you know everything. You can't call something against nature or unnatural. Things are happening so rapidly now to man that new horizons are being opened. For instance, previously it was inconceivable for a bundle of energy to maintain a shape and still remain a form of energy, radiation, and have its own shape. And one of the biggest objections against the concept of soul was this, that if it is neither matter nor energy, then it cannot exist. And if it is energy, it should radiate and dissipate. how can it keep a form to itself? Now, they have not only discovered bundles of energy keeping their own shape and form, but in Japan, for the most modern computers, they are already creating miniature bundle of energies, and they are being employed in laser technology and some others, and I think mostly in computers. But this is the latest discovery which belies the previous notions of the scientists themselves, knowledgeable scientists. So you can't encompass laws of nature. The most important thing is, and that is fundamental, if you see something as freak, as unusual, then do not believe in it unless you have overwhelming evidence. If such an evidence is available, then you may believe it and shouldn't consider it to be unnatural. You should be humble enough to bow your head in humility and say, we don't know, but we know such thing has happened. That is the correct attitude. Now, we know of another incident mentioned in the Holy Quran, which is similar to this nature, a virgin birth. Now, we believe in that. Why not in this? Fire not burning. Because the second phenomena is less strange. The phenomena of fire ceasing to burn is less strange to human knowledge than the first mentioned phenomena of a virgin birth. Because we see many magicians doing this. We also know many dervishes. We also observe many Shiites in Pakistan who on a certain day walk on fire barefooted, yet they do not have any supernatural powers. A very small trick or something. And also in one of the issues of science, the full name I don't remember, it is not Scientific American, it is another magazine from America, they have investigated on this. And the team of investigators contains some very intelligent people. They have come out with some completely new information on the phenomena of burning, and they tell us that in fact, even if the feet are not coated, if you have a certain rhythm where you keep the foot away for a certain time and let it remain in touch for a certain time, and you know the rhythm, then before it is about to burn, your feet would lift the coal, and it will be saved from burning and charring. So many things are unknown to common man, so you shouldn't be hasty in your judgment about it.
Because